Let us just summarize everything we've said about Shlichus Yad. And there is, Torah talks about him, Lo Shalach Yodo B'Melech HaSoyed. Is there a Chumash here? No. So Shalach Yodo B'Melech HaSoyed, who? Says like this. There are three parshas. First parsha, Menikra Balabayas of him and Lo Shomachinam. Okay, the Gemara has it such how we know it, Shomachinam. Okay. Second parsha, Shos Shanti Vashem, is talking about Shomachinam. Lo Shalach Yodu Bamlechasre. Shoel doesn't say anything. Why? He's potter. He's chayv and onsen. So what difference does it make? Parshas. So we have two parshas, and the Gemara is going to later on. But there's something called Shlichus Yad. And there has to be some chiddush in Shlichus Yad. If Shlichus Yad just means he's a ganav, so what's the chiddush? That problem bothered Rishonim, Machronim, everyone. So what's the big chiddush here? No. So Rashi tells us a very interesting thing. Amem Gimel Amid Beis. And Tosis, Mem Aleph Amem Aleph, seems to say the same thing. Rashi says, let's say, give me your wallet to watch, and I put it in my top drawer. And the 10 to 100 shekel bills there. I decide, I'll take one 200 shekel bill out of the wallet that's in the top drawer, and I'll put it in a different drawer, someplace else. It's all in my house. Since my position as a shomer is my rishus is your rishus, I'm acting on behalf. So I didn't take it from a rishus to a different rishus. It's all in the same rishus. My rishus has become your rishus. And it's in my rishus, so. Therefore, the Rashi says, no. That's what Rashi calls behetteros liyotei. The whole idea of a shomer being a gazlan, that is included in the entire Gzeres HaKosov of Shlichus Yad. Every shomer, amanas legozlo, is midin Shlichus Yad. It's Rashi Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Now, what does Rashi say in Mem Aleph Amid Aleph? Rashi says Mem Aleph Amid Aleph the following thing. Now, and here, the simple pshat of the Gra is a very smooth pshat. He has a Tuos pshat, which he rejects. And he has a simple pshat. Amanas l'gozlo. Amanas l'shloch bo yad. It's all l'gozlo. It's all shlichus yad. It's all shlichus yad. Now, what is Tosfos seems to say the same thing. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, "Shenotlu be almanas legolz." V'ainu chaser. What do you mean, v'ainu chaser? Talking legolz. So apparently, Tosfos understands legolz is also shlichus yad. Otherwise, what's Tosfos talking about? Ainu chaser. So, hakol goes of a note to tzorach atzma. So, on this, Rashi and Tosfos seem to agree. And Rashi says like this: V'kasha d'mohad e'nichmaklu v'tamilu chiyuve la'mishum shlichus yadu. This Rashi, everyone went crazy on. Libor chaser alamishum shol shalom. Says shol shalom idas. He says, The Chiamrina b'Shomra Shaila Shlomidas b'Dover Sheinu Kishchesh l'Chise Machmas Melocha v'Balachayim Machish Machmas Melocha Tchiloso Shlicha Shatli. He says, when I pick something up, the intention to do something, lahazik, or ligzol, to take, or there'll be a chsarin, and picking it up, almanas lahazik, is also picking it up for a purpose of a gzeilo. So at that point, I'm in the parsha shlichas yad. I'm only in the parsha shlichas yad. So when a shomer is a shol shalomidas, only a shol shalomidas, that means when he picks it up to be a shol shalomidas, there is no kavana whatsoever that there should be any hezek whatsoever. Because the moment he is a kavana for any chasar, and that means a hezek, or for kavana's gezela or hezek, which is also a gezela, Reb Chaim in Chovo Mazik. So then, you're in the parsha Shlichas Yad. And you have all the rules of Shlichas Yad. Tzichachsar, lo tzichachsar, and the like. Now, Shol Shalomidas is what? Shol Shalomidas is with no chasar whatsoever, just Gzeles Tashmishim, etc. Now, Gzeles Tashmishim, here, what is the Mandomo says, Shol Shalomidas Gaslin, who? Shol Shalomidas Gaslin says, if there is just Gzeles Tashmishim, Ukmai Rachmona Bishusa, the Torah treats me as a Gaslin. Okay. Now, according to the Ma'an Dama, Shichat Sricha Chasarin, so we have a din of Mitzos of Kakula, Almanas Lahazik, is that Ki'ilu Hizik. Remember, Reb Chaim was very careful in the Chiddush Aruch HaLev. He said, I think, four times, that when do we say Amanas Lahazik, that picking it up, Lahazik, is a gzela, together with the Maisa Hezek. So what difference does it make that it's a gzela? It's one, the Amanas, picking it up, is the Maisa gzela, because it ends up as a Hezek. Difference is very, very simple. So Chaim says in Shur ben Chaim Alevi. What does he say in Shur ben Chaim Alevi? That you pay as of when? Shas Hezek or Shas Lekicha. Pay as the Rambam says, you pay as a Shas Lekicha. Why? Because Amanas Nahazik is a Gzela. Picking a Shlichas Yad Amanas Nahazik is a Gzela. And I don't worry what it was worth, b'shas the hezek, because it's all one gzela, and the gzela goes back, and therefore the price you pay is as of the gzela. That is Shitas Rashi, very, very straightforward. And it works. This is the Groz Mahalach on Rashi. The reason the Groz, he doesn't spell out that he's using Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Beis. But once you understand that what Rashi says in Megimel Amud Beis, so the gross pshat is a very smooth, smooth pshat in Rashi. Number one, Tosis, when he talks here, Shinot Amanas Shloch Bo Yad. It's very, he says, Lito Miktsas, that's Miktsas Kekula. Avon Pishlo Notol also Miktsas Chai Bekula. So how does the Gra understand Tosis? It seems to say a black and white, but the Gra spells it out in detail. Something that seems a little peculiar, but when you think about it for a second, it's not peculiar at all. And he says that like this. If I pick it up with the intention of pouring the whole thing out and taking the whole thing, I feel lonato. Even if I didn't take. Why? So Tosis says there are two types of shlichas yad. The shlichas yad that the chiddush is, there are two separate chiddushim in shlichas yad. That there is, number one, gzeila of a shomer. Number one, Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Beis. That's number one. And picking it up, litol kula, so I use chiddush number one. What is chiddush number one? That there is gzeila in a shomer. So whatever would be a gzeila, would I not be a shomer, is a gzeila also for a shomer. Okay, chiddush number one. Now, and therefore, we have, if I want to take the whole thing, so halach is, we use that chiddush. Mem gimel amud beis. Now there's another chiddush Rashi talks about, mem aleph amud aleph, mitzvos kekula. Now what does mitzvos kekula mean? This you see, from Tosfos himself asks. I have a whole barrel. So the Gemara wants to know on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph about picking up a wallet. But be anarchy, lichol himena diner mahu. So, see what right. So I have a guf echod. I have a chavis shel shemen. It's guf echod. So, stealing part of the guf is stealing the whole guf. But let's say the halacha is, but I have to treat the entire guf as all yes or all no. Once I treat the entire guf as all yes or all no, so if ainet tzricha chasarim, so the moment I pick up lito mikzasa, so it's already exhaled on the entire barrel. But if I say shlichas yad tzricha chasarin, so I cannot say, so there's no chasarin. So I'll say, but here I'm treating the entire thing as a gofech. And once I treat the entire thing as a gofechah, it's either all or nothing. So pick it up, litol miktsaso. So I said, forget the halach of shlichas yad miktsaso kekula. Forget that for a second. He's a gazlan on that revius. Wait 1 second. If I view it as a gofechod, it's either all or nothing. Once it's either all or nothing, and I can't say all, then I have to say nothing. Because I view it as one unit. What is the halacha? Tosfos saying, what is the halacha of mitzasa kekula? Mitzasa kekula is a guf echad, even though normal gzela, if I pick it up for the intention of taking a revius, and I walk out the door, I pick it up, and I want to walk out the door and pour it out there into something and bring it back. So I picked it up. I had only kavanas gzeil on the revius. So the halacha Tosfos Baba Kama Antes says, what? No, the moment I pick it up, I'm already a gaz. On what? The revius. But, because there's no din of mitzvos kekula b'chlau in a normal gzela, I view every part of it as a separate thing. But the moment I'm picking up a barrel, and So, and I'm a shomer. So what kicks in? What kicks in is halacha. I have to view the entire barrel as a guf echad, as one. It's either a complete gzeila or not a gzeila. There's no partial gzeilas anymore, because that would violate the whole yisod of the mitzvahs kekulo. It's all or nothing. And according to the Mamad Tzricha Chsarin, I can't say all, so I have to say nothing. That is the Parshas of what Tosa says, and that's how where the Gro gets this cloud from. So this is Rashi and Tosa's very, very clear shittas. Now, there comes in the Bala Ramban, he doesn't like Rashi. Doesn't like Rashi. Because Rashi has a very interesting shita within the Ramban's worldview. The Ramban's worldview is what is the din of a shoel? Din of a shoel is I take something and I get complete control of the Chosei Tashmish. It's in my rishus completely for Chosei Tashmish. That's what a shoel in general is. And that's why the Ramban says, Kol Hanor Shelo. I get everything. So I control the guf completely for Chosei Tashmish. My Chiyuv Hashava is based on giving the entire guf back, because I'm in control of the entire guf. And if I can't give the entire guf back, I have to pay for the entire guf. Ramban kuf samach baba batsu kuf samach has. Let's see. And therefore, in this case, did I take control of the whole guf that now I am in charge of all the Chosei Tashmish? No. It's going where the owners want it to go. It's doing what the owners want. I put my backpack on top of it because they have to go 5 miles to go from the corral out to the pasture. And I don't want to carry it. So I'm using one specific Tashmish. I'm not in control of it. I have no intention of being in control of it. I have no kavanah to take full control. If I rent a car, or I borrow your car, for the parent, I borrow your car, I have all the Tashmish. No one else can use the car. You can't use the car. Rambam says, the Rambam explains very carefully, that's a normal show. I get the full kinyani Tashmish. In the Ramban's world, that's a very necessary thing, that full control, because how the Ramban worked, the Chiyav Hashava. Mashenken, according to Rashi, I'm using it for one Tashmish. I'm using it for one Tashmish. So then, what is it? I'm a shoel shalomidas. I'm not a shoel, he says. Shoel shalomidas means I am a shoel, a full shoel, against your will. But I'm not a full shoel, says the Ramban. That's where he splits off from Rashi. So then the Ramban comes up with his complicated shita. So what is, I'm not a shoel, I'm not a gazan. But a shaleich yad is what? That I'm a shomer. I can't do anything useless at all for my purpose whatsoever. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to touch it. I have one thing I'm allowed to do with it. Watch it, keep it, hold on to it for you, and make sure you get it back. That's all I'm allowed to do. Oh, so I'm a shaleich yad. So I'm a shaleich yad b'mitzis. I used it. I didn't take full control. I just used it to carry my backpack. Oh, but then what kicks in? Kicks in mitzvahs kekulo. Mitzvahs kekulo means we treat him as if he has all the chiyuvim of full control, even though he doesn't have full control. So the lashon of the Ramban is very clear. He has all the such chiyuvim. So what would the chiyuvim be if he took full control of the Tashmish? He'd be a gazlan. Then shal shalom yidaz gazlan, we combine the whole thing, and that's why he's chayiv. So Ramban, this is Ramban. The Balamor does one thing. Rashi with a twist. What does the Balamor say? Rashi with a twist. says Enochanami, Sholech Yad, Gazlan, it's all one. But Shol Shalomidas is also Kvidin Shlichas Yad. What does the Gazlan mean? In the end of the day, we take it from one Rishus, put it into another Rishus. Shol Shalomidas, what is it? Well, that we treat it as I took it from the Rishus of the owner, brought it into my Rishus. Without Shlichas Yad, you would never say that. This is the way Rebbe Baruch Beer wants to explain the Balamor. He says there is no Gazan without Shlichas Yad. Shol Shalom Midas is a different way of creating a Shalech Yad. Shol Shalom Midas Gazan says it's all one big Shlichas Yad. That's what the Ramban. Okay, and now if you take a look in the Ran, someone today asked me about the Ran. I'll read the Ran inside. Ran's not very different than what I just said. We'll see exactly what the Ran says. The Rishon that I have a Mahalach. It's very complicated, and I'm not sure it's true. It'll take me at least a week or two thinking about it, and I'm looking for everyone. The Ritva. The problem I have with the Ritva is very simple. There is a Gazan. He takes, wants to make it his. There's a Chamsan. He takes and pays for it. What's halacha of a Chamsan? Is he calling it? No. So what is he, in the meantime, is he chayev onsen, he's not chayev onsen, he has kinyane gnev, he doesn't have kinyane, what's his status? I'm willing to pay. Or I did pay. Chamsen, not here we're talking about willingness to pay, that he did pay. Is he kohen or no? Not kohen. How do I know he's not kohen? Mor says, let's say I'm a Chamsan, and I want to be Mafrish Trumas and Maishas on it. I want to be Makdish it. I want to. Yeah, it's Yish Vishnei Hashem. Let's say I'm a Chamsan who gives it off to somebody else. He's calling to be Yish Vishnei Hashem. Wait a second. That means until now he hasn't been calling it, even though he already paid for it. So apparently, as Kinyan Egneva, is he Chayav Onsen? Why not? Okay, that is where I get confused in the Ritva. What about Chorona try to deal with the Ritva? There's another issue in the Ritva, a very serious issue in the Ritva that has to be dealt with. We'll leave that till we finish all the details in the parak. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that says a very, very clear halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Trumas Hadeshin. The question, does he agree with this or he disagrees? He says, Halokeach hamor shel chaveru shelo midaito. V'osa melachta. V'kavono tzliten lo tzchoro. I took your chamor to do melacha with it and I want to pay you for it. Have a kishol shelo midas or have a gaz. Shol shelo midas or have a gaz. Let's say I have a 20 chamorim that I rent out. So lo have a gazan. So parshas of the Gemara, Baba Kama, that's not exactly. But that's only if the umdin is I would rent it out. However, let's say I happen to need today that chamor that you take and I don't want to rent it out. So then I'm a gazan. This is Truma Sadash. And the Pashtus is that it's not a unique sheet of the Truma Sadash. And the Pashtus is the Gemara Bava Kama Tzadei Zayin. Comes in the Ritva, what he does with it. There's a lot written about it. I'm not so smart. I don't understand it so well. Okay. So I'm leaving the Ritva up in the up. I thought I could, but what does the Ran say? Chodesh Yaran. Someone asked me the Ran today. I said, I just finish off with it and shit. Okay. Nesh Li Loma. Look at what I want to say. Oikom, vada hane amaroi, is amaroi, de pligi. Vashlich is yad tsuchel sarin, o ene tsuchel sarin. Vokom, if, ma do ama tsuchel sarin, sova. Ma ne says tsuchel sarin. Shema shechiyish hakots of lomar, shema goz and mitzvahs, pikod nye chay av al kulo, chidushu. Venu chabo el chidushu bovad. Mitzvahs kakulo. So when do I say mitzvahs kakula? That's the chesh. Amanas l'chaser. Amanas l'hasik. We don't know that amanas l'hasik is ki'ilu hizik. How do we know that? In a normal gan of amanas l'hasik, what is a normal gan of amanas l'hasik if you actually did the damage? But let's say I picked up the bottle, and I'm going to spill it out. Spill it down the drain. I changed my mind. No, I'll put it down. It's not a gneiva. Gneiva is I pick it up and I want to walk out the door with it. Yeah, that is. Gneiva is pick it up with the intention of pouring it down the drain and then pour it down the drain. And then the picking it up is the gneiva, and if in between something happened and the price changed, I pay as of the time of the gneiva, as I did of a ganav. Okay, so, but now, what about amanas lahasik? Amanas lahasik, is there a second chiddush in shlichas yad or not? That's it. I don't say
Chayef.
Mitzvahs. Magbi al das likso mitzoso, ein mischayev al kulo. You don't say mitzoso kulo. Fishein a bedin, ele mitzer sakot, ven a boil a chadush. And if I want to steal mitzas, kulo,
mitzvahs.
No, I'm not chayev on kulo, I'm chayev on mitzoso, he says. No, man, it's yuchel sarn, svilo deloshno. No. That there are two chadushim. One chadushim is amanas as if I did it, and mitzvahs kakulam. How many chadushim we have here? One or two. That's machlokas. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues. My time of delay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Ohuroi, Mishum Shlichas Yad Hamur B'Shom Asocha, Mishlichas Yad Hamur B'Shom Achim. Why do I need two? Once enough, says Rashi. Ein adoma zulazu. Namro, lutzorach vlo mishtam ele bechsorin. Shashoma sochen, namro, shalala tzorach, mashmoa shabo, the drash of nilo, shena tzuchazar. He says, yeah, had the Torah told me only in Shomachinim, I would have. Now, after Torah finished in Shomachinim, Torah tells me also in Shomachar. Torah tells me also in Shomer Socher, so it wants to tell me a second Chiddush. Chiddush number one, that there is such a gzele emek tassel kukula. Chiddush number two, that I'm a Nazis if I did it. So how many Chiddushim do we have here? One or two? Ani Omer Eini Mishun. Rabbi Yochanan Polig, Ad Rabbi Yossi Ben Oroi. Rabbi Omer Af Hu Tzorach Nemar. Ravis for Lake Rebel Smyrna Roy, Lemidish Mine, and Sikhsa, the Mikra Kama, Lotesika Dighton, with whom we are the Mersai. Shomachinum Nema, so the Mars says, my Mishun. Lo Thomas Sikhs Yabi Shomasochor, we shouldn't say. Shiran Shomasochor, but Tesimi Shomachinum. Masham, why? Now, Kal v'chomer. You have to understand. Kal v'chomer, some people misunderstand. Kal v'chomer is a very technical. It's one of you give me a shatora in the drash. So if a Kal v'chomer is simple logic, so I don't need, it's not one of you give me the shatora in the drash. It's like Zera Shova, it's not a logical. All these other things on. They're technical tools. The internal structure of Torah has this structure of if something has chumra, learning kulas, etc. It says, Tesish, ma shomachinam, shapote begneva aveda, shalach bar chayev, shomachinam, shachia begneva aveda, lo kolshken, if the more chumra, you should have it too. Lamai hilchos, so why did the Torah have to tell me this? Lo milcha, that is a second chiddush. The Amanasis is if you did it. Ain't it Zuchos? Ani Ome Ainim Ashur, Krabbalos, no more. Dovado Achasi. Not Dovado Achasi. Because Shom. Shomachinum has a chumra that Shomachinum doesn't have. What? That he pays kefil, but toin tanis kanaf. What is it? Normally, who pays kefil? A ganav. What does a ganav need? He needs a maisa lekicha from the bailam. Let's say I hold on to someone's property without a maisa lekicha. Means there are no kinyonim. I'm not a ganav. That is why Rav Chaim said, Kovir srach tzoche. I owe you, you worked for me. I owe you 1,000 shekel. I don't pay 1,000 shekel. If I don't pay 1,000 shekel, so it's money that belongs to you, I'm holding on to. So I'm a ganav. No one knows about it. No, I'm a gazan, because no lekicha. Me base, guna me get base ish. It's a ganav means I'm taking it from the full and complete owner. It's not that there's certain. So Reb Chaim always said every ganav is a gazlan tool. Gazlan, I don't need a maisa lekicha from the full owner. So therefore, when you fail as a ganav, Reb Chaim was a gazlan. Because a ganav is a gazlan plus. That's why it's chayav kefil. What about kofar pikadon? Kofar pikadon, there's no maisa lekicha. Torah says, if I'm a kofa pikadon, I don't pay kefil. I'm kofa pikadon. I'll eat deshua, the special chumra, we turn you into a ganav, and you pay kefil. But that's obviously only the shomachino. Because shomachino is chayiv, it never avedim. You can remember if my shomachino came to shalom tarshom be kefil, don't tell us ganav. So what's more chomer? Karen without a shvua or kfeilu with a shvua? Okay. Rava, lo tomesh sichus yad, lo b'shom echino, lo b'shom esoch. Says, let's see, Rash. Shom echino shepotu kol zman shelo shorach bo yad echzivim lo yimot se gara v'nikru malam ayiz. Shom esoch shel chai b'gneva v'edah, the parsha shni of lo nevr. Lo kolshken shim shorach v'yad chay bonz. Dov do achasi. Mashmor shel zu. Kach mashmor shel zu. Shneim hutzuchu v'en kan mikriyas. Dov achasi. Lo me shneim shorach halo. Shom achinim shepol teratzim b'tayin az ganav. Kom a ganav gnevim imenu bo edim shi shelo. Pesach shu shkebim. Lo te ganav d'han ha-shayim. So he said, okay. Kana b'lo shu adifim kfeilu b'shvua. Okay. Rav Amar, afilu le Rebbe Lozen Nami, as, the Lotemer, Taisim Yishol. Shein Ruchayev. Shechiv HaKotzev Onsen. Bishvil Shekol Hano Ashalo. Shechiyad Nami Kol Hano Ashalo. What does this mean? Why is it Shalech Yad? Chayev, because Kohan Lor Shalom. That's Rashi. That's how Rashi understands. Shalech Yad, ain't it too? Ma Shol Dodas. Wait a minute. What does that mean? Every time, what will be if a shomer chinam or shomer socho becomes a shol shalomidas? Comes a shol shalomidas. So he's shalom yichayev an onsen. So, and if he's not, and if shol shalomidas is chayev an onsen, a goslin certainly is going to be chayev an onsen. Don't be that chayev an onsen. What calls again? Loma nema. Chodo loma choshich has got ain't zuch. Sorry. First of all, to tell me, so the chi of onsen of shalech yad, I would know automatically, either it's shlichas yad of being a shol shalomidas or shlichas yad of gzela, I would know. I shouldn't be less than any person off the street. So what do I need? Two parshas. Shalotoma. One, Roma Choshnot ain't Tzrich Chosarin. Wait 1 second. What about Mitzvahs Kekulo? So I wouldn't know Mitzvahs Kekulo. Maybe I needed to tell me Mitzvahs Kekulo. That's the Chiddush. Somehow the Gemara skips over that. Straight to Chosarin. And the other is... Amidin shovel lius can eat my shovel in bolavim oxi or shalim onsen avshom shochbo yadim bolavim or yipoter. So, what does shalach yad do? So, if a shovel shalomidas is a shovel, and that's why he's chayv onsen. So I would say bolavim, but if he is only a shoel, Nechiv Onsen is only as a shoel, we're going to apply Bolavimo. Comes along, Mahalocha Shlichas, the Xeris HaKosas says, don't treat him as a shoel and apply Bolavimo. Treat him as a goslin and therefore not Bolavimo. Ma shol in bol of imo ksiv vay sham onsen af shom shol khin yad in bol of imo yi pot ksiv kro ye sel fil bol of we got a rahman be khod va adem be kur le shvu akh ikam lo in mot se kam shom ma chin nik nafa el hu gon ko hu nik ro ba da le shvu nish bol shekh akh bo edem
Okay, so let's see what. Okay. Dialogue Nadin Lios, can you?
Shilob Toma Dial. Mondo Mashiach is Yat Zvichel, sorry. If Zvichel, sorry. And it taught the Shichas Yad Lomeli, Chodesh Lo Toma Dayo, Lovo Menadin Lios Kenidin, Idoch Lechel Tanya. So says Rashi. And so, Lechel Tanya, what is it? When Nikrav Balabai is Elohim, Leshvu, Ato Ome Leshvu, O Ein El Adin, Never Shichas Yad Lomat, and Nechshim Shad Lomat, Mal Halon Leshvu, Avkan Leshvu, says Rashi. Vahe Kame, Imlo Yimotze Kama Shat, Kmoshoma, Shinigneva, Elohu Gonfa. Who find the Kuv Dala Dayan, the Shvu, Nishbil Shek, Vakarbo, Aidim, Asher Yashim, Shalom Kay, Rome Krivil Shvu, Owen or Krivil Adin, and Shosha Toin, the best in Nignava Av, Bishon Nishbay Shan Kayfo. What is it? Is it when is a Kov become Chayav Kayfo? Any Kov becomes Chayav Kayfo, or only Nishba? Shoshad Lamar, Nishbal Tolzum. Af Kalish from the Madna Shane Tashuma Kaval, Yede Tanis Gan of Eloma Shur, Gamla Madna Shinifta, Megneva Veda Bishwur. Okay. This is the Gemara down to the end. Now, what? So, what do you see from here? Dio. That, what about Bol of Imo? Do you say Bol of Imo? Do you say Sholech Yad and Bol of Imo? Yes. Or it says black and white. So what do you see? Bol of Imo is a Shomer and has all the Dinei Shomer. Very, very good. Okay, this is how the Gemara finishes. And okay. And
Rabbi,
yes.
Maybe it was Bol of Imo at the time of the Shlichus Yad.
No. What?
Maybe it's Bol of Imo at the time of the Shlichus Yad.
Why would I say that?
Because we're comparing it to Shaul. At the time of the She'ilah, Bol of Imo
would be. No. And Shaul at the time of the She'ilah. Yeah.
So we compare that to
Let me think. Now, we saw the Gemara here. Oh, Mem Gimel Mar Aleph. We saw the Gemara about Tchilas of Pshia, the Sofa Bonus. We saw the Gemara about Kolam Avgal Datsish Jobonov. We saw all these Gemaras. We saw the Gemara of Safsara. Most of these Gemaras we've seen. What I'd like to do, just for completion, Shtekel Chazara, if we'll go to the Gemara Membeis Amar Aleph, Membeis Amar Beis, to the Mishnah. And just we've seen almost everything, a certain Prote Protem to finish. And then we'll see what we'll do for the balance of this month. Okay, now, let's say that.